But right now, we're going to do something interesting. Get ready to call because we're going to need some feedback on this pitch. 866-303-2270 is our number. And as you know, our writers come on the show to perform as some of our regular characters. All of our writers have at least one character they come on the show to do. All of our writers, except for Bruce Cherry. Can I say little Bruce Cherry? Who, while very funny, has yet to come up with a character that can become a regular on Morning's Edition. This bothers Bruce. Stop tapping your fingers, Bruce. This bothers Bruce a little bit and makes him a little paranoid. So in the interest of making Bruce feel more comfortable, every week Bruce is going to come in here into the studio to pitch live to us. A character piece that just might make it into the regular rotation is what we're looking for. And we have to, you know, like it, of course, and we'd appreciate audience feedback. So get ready for that. So, and now please welcome Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. Let the music play, Bruce.
Yeah.
What do you got for us here?
First of all, I want to clarify why I've agreed to come on the show.
Okay,
this intro was humiliating.
What do you?
No, I've been trying, I've been pitching wild pitches at this show for months, and I have been unable to come up with that. No, just because I have a justifiably.
Justifiably what? Homicidal?
No. So I don't want to get up at 5:30 a.m., okay?
Oh, okay. So this is it's not a creative problem with you. See, I was under the impression that you're right. You're right. You're just not doing your job.
Let's give a little little background
all right.
For the people out there, and that
okay.
is that we had a pitch meeting.
Yes.
And incidentally, Barry does not have a character either, okay?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Also
you're right.
Very talented.
Yes, very talented, but he does
behind the scenes.
But wait, you know, Barry.
But he's a narrator.
Barry comes down here and does Morning's Edition Radio Theater. Very big part of that. We couldn't do it without
him.
Well,
you know, okay. And you were handed gold a few weeks ago.
Okay. At that pitch meeting?
Yes.
What is the pitch?
This is the mentality, okay? I mean, it was a beautiful pitch, and as I will explain, it is entirely within the realm of the show, and it is perfect this is the mentality. If you guys were auditioning, for a musical, it would have been like, man, that guy sings great. Let's have him audition every week.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I mean, just give it to me. Listen, okay, we're going to do it, okay?
Maybe I misheard
what the hell
it.
Is he saying?
I know what he's saying. He's saying he feels ashamed that
I feel no shame!
That his bit...
You don't know what he's saying either.
No, I do. He's mad that his bit is actually pitching a bit.
I know, pitched a beautiful bit, and they're like, boy,
maybe
that was goofy.
Maybe
you
I didn't hear
be
it.
Some kind of buffoon.
Maybe I misunderstood it. Let's hear it.
Okay, this All is right. it. The character is called Bernard the Credulous Pirate.
Okay.
And he believes everything that he hears. That's the whole shtick, right? In fact, the guy's obviously not even a pirate. I mean, somebody told him he's a pirate, and he believes it, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, and then we start out every time with, we establish his credulity with something like, you'll say, oh, hey, Bernard. I mean, he'll call in and say, hey, Bernard, I hear there's a Spanish galleon in the East River. And he'll be like, arr, a Spanish galleon, pieces of eight, arr, arr, arr.
Okay, let's make it topical. Let me try. We'll improvise. Hey, Bernard, Karl Rove, I think, is guilty of treason.
You're skipping ahead. I'm
sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's fine because we're getting to that now.
Okay.
And then the gist of it, because you have to tie it into the general zeitgeist of news, which is what the show was about.
Okay.
Okay. The gist of it is then you mention some huge lie that the Republicans have done, hey, Karl Rove has not been involved in any of the Valerie Plame stuff, and
uh-huh.
the 12 hours didn't matter.
Uh-huh.
And Bernard does not go for that. Arr, sounds fishy to me.
Oh.
And boom, and that's how it relates to the concept of the show. And then you have to go out on a kicker, and I wrote in Riley for this part. This is what, at the end of every one?
Oh, the brother gets some love.
Yeah.
That's right. You lean in and you say something to the effect of, listen, Bernard. Mark Maron has treasure in his butt. And that's... I respond with my usual arr, there be treasure, and then there's this uncomfortable moment as you try to actually.
You mean like the one I'm having now? So this. So let me get this straight. So every week you do this stupid character you come up with.
Pretty SpongeBob to me.
You're prejudicing the audience with adjectives like stupid.
Am I mistaken, or is the punchline of this that we get to go searching in me?
Lower colon. I mean, okay, that's a comedy.
But I don't even understand the funny of this. So it's a credulous pirate. All right, the pirate.
That's funny.
Chris, am I missing
something?
He believes
everything. Caleb. It's not the funny pirate voice. The two funniest voices in the world are Drunk Scotsman and Pirate. It's got one of them.
Drunk Scotsman?
Do you do a Drunk Scotsman?
No, in fact, I can't do
because
accents.
That, see, that,
that's fine. I wrote that in.
But you can do the pirate. But that's
no. I will slip out of the pirate.
The
I'll be like an elderly Jew, but within three sentences. However,
you're not
the
really
fact
selling
that this guy isn't. No, it doesn't matter because he's not really a pirate. He thinks he's a pirate.
Well, okay, so now I'm interested in this devolving into the elderly Jew. Can we go from okay? So let's say I say Bernard Karl Rove is looks like he's in trouble.
Huh?
That's it?
Yeah, I told you I can't do accents.
Let's first do the pirate. Hey, I hear Rove's in trouble.
Arr, okay. Trouble?
Okay, yeah. Now the Jew.
Hey, trouble.
Sorry. See, I don't know.
Maybe I can do accents. That was
God,
good.
Am I glad
that
I never went to one of these pitch meetings before now.
Hang on. We've got some reaction from the general public. All right? You want to hear it? You want to hear the reaction? We're involving people. What?
Let's get the feedback.
I'm still not sold on the Craculous Pirate. I think you're a creative guy, you know, and I understand that this is just a really...
And just see Bernard, it's like it's not too much. It's not like Ralphie, where it would be like, oh, he's trying to be absurd.
What the hell's the difference?
Ralphie?
But what do you mean Bernard and Ralphie? We're talking about a pirate, a credulous pirate, that turns into an old Jewish man. Am I wrong?
The Jewish man, that just evolved right now.
But that's actually funny. You know why?
Because you're Jewish?
Yeah, and I thought of it. Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to take a shot at me on the album.
Oh, yeah, I believe the whole point of this bit is to take shots at me. Excuse me for returning fire.
All right, Dale in Manhattan, what do you think of Bernard the Credulous Pirate?
What do I think of it?
Yeah.
I think it needs work.
Oh.
But you know what?
What?
I think you guys need some estrogen to balance the testosterone.
Are you offering yourself?
Yeah, you guys don't have any female voices. I mean, come on.
What are you talking about? No, I see. We had one, and that was beginning of this.
In defense of the show, I will say Jim Earl is quite effeminate.
Either.
Oh, you mean, what do you mean? We need a female to do voices?
Well, yeah. You know, women are funny, too.
Yeah, I know. My wife, Misha, was on the other day, and I we're going to have Maria Bamford on Friday.
Voice?
We have some on the morning on the morning's edition Radio Theater.
Yeah.
Why, you want to do some voices, Dale? Is that what's up? Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. Excellent.
Bruce, you're out.
I think that you were just your pitch was just upped by a pitch. Dale pitch.
That was a caller with an agenda. Obviously, they're not going to approve
that feminist agenda
because
that's right. It was still about you. I was taking another pitch from Dale, who did the.
It is still about me.
James in Miami, what do you think? What do you think of Bernard the Credulous Pirate?
Well, I'm a little bit concerned for Pops Riley there. I feel like, at any moment, since he's buying all those condoms, he could come out of the closet, homophobe, with the treasure in the butt. I'm just a little bit concerned.
Wait. I had nothing to do with the treasure in the butt part, okay? That was not me.
They wrote you into that part.
So oh, yeah, they did write me into the part. Yeah, what are you doing, Bruce? Write me into some treasure in the butt spot.
It was a star turn. Everyone closes on you.
Thanks for your call. Let's see. We got one other.
Pops Riley. Got him.
I didn't like that. That stuck. I love that stuck. Who came up with that?
Like Velcro.
You're guilty of that. That was
all I said was people. You know, when you get to my age and people start calling you Pops instead of Poppy, there's a problem.
You got no one to blame but yourself, old man.
Oh,
Ricky.
Lord.
Ricky, what do you think of Bernard the Credulous Pirate?
Oh, not crazy about the pirate.
Ah!
But this guy has the paranoid guy that calls in, so he has a character, and it's great.
We haven't used that in a long time. We kind of let that slide because, all right, well, look at that. So he wants to, thank you, Ricky. So
he wants to hear your other character.
We came up with the paranoid guy.
That was the guy that was listening last year.
Right. That paranoid guy was, I enjoyed it, but we seemed to hit a wall with that. Why did we hit a wall with that? What happened with that?
It was convoluted. It was difficult to put together.
Oh, so again, it was too much work.
You know what? In terms of generating the quality to which I'm accustomed
to. So you have a problem with doing the research and getting up early. Maybe you're not.
I'm being mischaracterized here. I believe.
God, am I glad comedians don't build cars? Jeez, right. You guys would be hilarious on an assembly line.
All right, look, the Bernard thing. Still, I mean, this is the second time I've heard it. I'm not in.
We're not feeling it.
Okay, and then I'm not even going to tell you about the leprechaun with AIDS.
What?
It's actually a good idea, and we'll explore that further.
All right. Well, so next week, the leprechaun with AIDS and another character.
Yeah, I did that.
Is that what?
No, that's it. I'll explain all that. We walked.
I thought you didn't do accents a minute ago.
Well, Leprechaun, the whole point is that I can slip in and out of the act. I write my own limitations into the bits. That's the beauty of it.
Bruce Cherry will be looking forward to the next pitch next week. It's a pleasure seeing you. Could we have another fanfare, Chris? That's your farewell fanfare, Bruce.
Thank you, America. Everybody called in hated me. What is that?
No,
well,
I think they were screened. They were being very diplomatic, and there's still a full call. Still a whole bunch of callers that we're not going to take because it's not all about you.
Maybe they would laud me.
All right, we'll answer the phone.
Or maybe they would laud
we'll see.
You.
We'll be back in a second to wrap things up, Bruce. It's lovely seeing you so early in the morning, all sweaty like you are. What'd you just say?
Sorry to be so combative.
No, well, that's okay. Give us a little Bernard before we go.
Your butt. There we go.
All right, we'll be back.
Treasure.
Stay with us, 45 past the hour, Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley.
Now, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Air America Radio.
Past the hour, land this thing. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. Wow. It looks like we got one more call. This is Brian calling from Taiwan in relation to Bruce's pitch. The Credulous Pirate. Brian, what'd you think?
Arr, we like the pirates in Taiwan. You know, give us some software, some movies. We can take care of it here really well.
Okay, man. All right, we'll let Bruce know he ran out crying. Thanks a lot for your call, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. From Taiwan, no less.
Brian in Taiwan likes the pirate. Sounds like he's got the kindred spirit out there in Taiwan.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Bernard the Credulous Pirate.